A beach fire might seem like the perfect way to kick off the summer this weekend, but fire officials are urging you to resist the temptation. Campfires, including fires on the beach, are banned year-round in Metro Vancouver, over both concerns about fire hazard and air quality. Jeremy Duncan, Assistant Chief of West Vancouver Fire and Rescue, said fire crews in West Van have doused 4 beach fires in the past 2 days, including 2 in the same location. Often people will walk down to the beach and see a fire pit and figure it's a good place for them to light a fire, he said. But they're not allowed in Greater Vancouver, he said. Concerns include flying embers, fires that haven't been thoroughly extinguished, and smoke contributing to poor air quality at a time of year when that's often already challenging. Metro Vancouver's annual ban on use of indoor wood-burning stoves and fireplaces also went into effect this week and lasts until September 15. The ban is meant to protect the public from the effects of wood smoke during a time when indoor heating is used less frequently. The seasonal prohibition doesn't apply when wood-burning is the only source of heat in a residence, during an emergency, and for those living off-grid in rural parts of the region. Small campfires allowed outside Lower Mainland. Outside the Lower Mainland, campfires are still allowed in many areas of the province, although anyone heading out of town should still check local government and BC Parks regulations for any additional restrictions. Campfires can't be bigger than half a meter by half a meter in size. Campfires must never be left unattended and must be thoroughly extinguished before leaving the area. Fire danger moderate. In Metro Vancouver, the fire danger rating in North Shore regional parks including Capilano River and Grouse Mountain is expected to be moderate over the weekend. Hot weather also means an increased risk of flooding at regional parks near water due to high tides and freshet. Regional park staff are monitoring water levels and posting safety signs where needed. Grouse Grind still closed. The public is also reminded that most backcountry trails, particularly those at higher elevations, including the Grouse Grind, remain closed. According to Metro Vancouver, these trails will be opened in the coming weeks.